Greetings. It is I, Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. On the interweb since 1999, podcasting for 11 years. Yada, yada, yada. God, dog spelled backwards, God, G-O-D, at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com. It's where you can send me your hate mail. Yesterday, at my first full day off in over a week, because I've been working for a living, you know, creating value for other people, getting paid, not collecting welfare checks and food stamps, shit like that. A lot of you wouldn't know anything about this. It's okay. I just like to toss that out every now and then. Remind you that, remind you that I fucking work for a living. I'm not a welfare parasite. I don't get paid to vote Democrat. However, yesterday I saw some people who paid to get vote Democrat. This is just a little rant slash observation. Maybe a little more on the observation than the ranting side. I don't feel much like ranting this morning. This is Friday morning, April 22nd. Went through 420 here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, where weed is marijuana, for those of you who know what I'm talking about when I say weed. You might think I'm talking about ditch weed, which marijuana actually is a ditch weed. Anyway, weed is such a part of the culture here. I was having to endure a conversation with some losers the other day, simply because we were in the same place at the same time working. And the one guy was talking about how, yeah, man, everybody in Fort Collins smokes weed. I'm thinking, well, no, actually, everybody in Fort Collins doesn't, because some of us just aren't losers. And I've talked about this before. This has nothing to do with what I was intending to talk about, but it's my podcast. I can do what I want. I've talked about this before. You know, I don't have anything against marijuana. I don't have anything. I mean, it's a plant. It doesn't matter if I had anything against it. When marijuana was illegal, right, when those of you who are statists couldn't get permission from your masters in the government to smoke it, it never bothered me. I didn't care. I was like, yeah, whatever, let people smoke it. Now that it's legal, now that you have permission from your masters to smoke marijuana, I'm getting really tired of smelling your marijuana because the shit stinks. And more importantly, I'm so over listening to all of you goddamn losers talk about marijuana. It's like beer snobs, which, frankly, I'm something of a beer snob myself. I'll be the first one to confess it. That's called self-awareness. We're going to talk more about self-awareness in a minute. Well, in 20 minutes, the way that I'm tangenting right now. I'm so tired of hearing about marijuana. It's like this is the center of the universe. Marijuana and homosexuals. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, you would think that the only two things in existence are marijuana and homosexuals getting married. And I'm just sick of hearing about both of them. I don't care if you smoke marijuana. I don't care if you're a homosexual. I don't care if you get married, whether you're homosexual or heterosexual. If you really want to commit fucking suicide and, you know, take somebody you love and turn them into somebody you hate, and if you're a man, lose 50% or more of everything, that's great. You go do that. You go get permission from the government to get married, and you fuck your life up. It's all you, man. You go do that. Oh, I'm just tired of hearing about it. So tired of hearing about it. And I'm so tired of hearing about how great you are because you're homosexual and how wonderful you are because you smoke weed. And I just want to remind you that people who spend their life smoking weed really haven't contributed much to society. When you look at all the things we have, electricity, buildings, automobiles, computers, yada, 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 the number of heavy weed smokers who contributed to that is not that great. Okay, so get over yourself. All right, moving on. This had nothing to do with what I was going to talk about. Not even sure how I got there. Really not sure how I got there. I was out and about yesterday, cruising around downtown, doing a little bar hopping for a good solid 5 hours. I was looking to talk to some chicks, because, you know, I do that. It's not rape yet, although they're working on making it so that talking to women will in fact be rape, but it isn't rape yet. And in 5 hours, I saw two women who were attractive. And I don't know, I think I've talked about this before, I don't know if my standards are getting higher, or if women are getting fatter, uglier, more pierced, more tattooed, more short-haired, or if it's a combination of the both. I mean, 5 hours of walking around in downtown Fort Collins. This is a fucking college town. It's filled with 18-year-old college chicks. The fact that I can see two chicks that were bangable is pretty sad. I also saw... So speaking of chicks, before I forget, let's talk about the self-awareness. I've talked about self-awareness before. Self-awareness is very important. I also want to mention another thing that's important, which is it taking time out away from technology and, you know, being with yourself, having some solitude, interacting with other humans, going outside, getting fresh air. That's what I was doing yesterday for 5 hours in my walking around. No cell phone, no computer, didn't record any podcast yesterday, even though I had the entire day off. Could have got Randy over here and we could have done some, but I chose not to do that because I wanted a day away from the technology and away from the people I work with, where we just sort of talk about the same thing and you fall into your ruts. In addition to self-awareness, it's important to get out away from what you normally do, which, again, in my case is computers, because of the photography, because of the podcast, because of websites, and get away from the people you're normally around, the people you work with. I'm friends with the people I work with. Don't be friends with the people you work with. Find some fucking friends who are people you not work with, okay? Get away from all that. Go outside. Leave a building. I know it's hard for you to believe, but humans evolved outside. You should go the fuck outside once in a while. Turn off your cell phone. Walk around. Look at the world. One day you're going to die. You're never going to see any of this again. I know you think there's an afterlife. There's no fucking afterlife. And even if there is, you're still not going to see any of this again. The afterlife is going to be different, if there is one. You're never going to see another cloud. You're never going to feel the sun, that's the word for that thing, the big round thing in the sky. You're never going to feel the sun shining on your skin. You're never going to see a tree. You're never going to hear a bird. You're never going to see a cute girl. Of course, in downtown Fort Collins, you're only going to see two cute girls, and it's going to take you 5 fucking hours to find them. So get out, break your routine, do something different, smell the roses once in a while. Now, self-awareness. Have self-awareness when you're tangenting, like I've been doing for, you know, 9 minutes. A lot of tangenting. No, you don't know. That's why I'm telling you. See, self-awareness. It's kind of painful sometimes that I sit here and I talk and I have self-awareness. And I know that I... What the fuck is my computer doing? Oh, it's blank. Screen blank. I know that I'm tangenting. I'm aware of it. I know that I sound a little nasally because I didn't do any vocal warm-ups. I'm aware of it. I know that I just said, you know, even though you don't know. That's why I'm telling you. You're not psychic. That's why I'm fucking talking, is to communicate information to you. If you already knew it, I wouldn't have to tell you. All right, self-awareness allows me to be aware of all of these things. Get some self-awareness. That's one of the first steps in becoming an anarcho-capitalist. and leaving statism behind is to cultivate self-awareness, because the statist has no self-awareness. You talk to somebody who is a statist, and the more hardcore statist they are, I think you will find the less self-awareness they possess. In my interactions yesterday, I did note that a deficiency I have in my conversation skills is initiating new topics in a conversation. And this was interesting to me, because I don't think I was necessarily conscious of this before. I'm not going into great depth on this because it's not relevant to you and you don't give a shit and you shouldn't. But the point is, it's just another example of how and why having self-awareness is important. When you have self-awareness, you can spot the deficiencies in your own actions, thinkings, beliefs, ideologies, philosophies. And once you know about them, then you can take action to correct them. And now that I am consciously aware that initiating topics in conversation is not one of my strong, which I know is hard to believe, because you're like, all you do is come on this podcast and fucking rant and ramble and talk and tangent. How the fuck could you, great one, not be capable of? And I know it's true. Self-awareness, folks. Have some self-awareness. Spot your own flaws. Yes, you have flaws. I know you're a snowflake and that hurt your feelings. Trigger warning. Spot your opportunities for improvement. Now, speaking of spotting things, I said I saw two cute girls. I also saw two people that I know. One of them used to be a cute girl. I used to like her. And, of course, she blew me off and flaked and all this other stuff. And I love it when there's a, oh, it's so good to see you. I'm like, oh, God, really? You're so fake. So, anyhow, I've known her for, I don't know offhand, 5 years, 6 years. It's been 6 years since we met. She's still a waitress. It's awesome. How's that college diploma working for you? I actually don't know what her college degree is in, but I'm pretty sure it was not in waitressing. And that was great to see. And let me just throw out right now where I'm going with this. I love it, and you're going to think I'm a bad person, but I don't care, because I am a bad person from your worldview perspective. I just like natural selection. I'm a big fan of natural selection. I love it when I see people who are not just statist, because there's, you know, statism and it sucks and everything, but as I have often remarked, there's a special, you know, right-wing statist. I don't like them, but I can coexist with them a little bit better. There is a special place of hatred in my heart for the left-wing statist, the people currently known as social justice warriors. I have this extra bucket of hatred that I save for left-wing statist, that after I give them all the normal hatred I have for statist, I take that extra bucket of hatred and pour it on top of them. This girl, left-wing statist, smokes dope, you know, votes Democrat, social justice warrior. She's still a waitress. And it really makes me happy to see people like her, you know, having these. There's nothing wrong with being a waitress. Somebody has to be a waitress. But the point is, when you're 35 years old and you have your college diploma, and you've voted Democrat all of your life, and you're still a fucking waitress. Saw this other person I know. He's even better because he's heart-centered. Oh, and he's so heart-centered, and he loves working with people who are heart-centered. And with him, everything it's heart-centered. And I really feel like I want to give to other people who are heart-centered, and I want to work with them and create, you know. And he started his own business, and oh, he started this other business, and oh, he's just always talking about how heart-centered he is, and he's so touchy-feely, and he went to college to learn video production, which is something you learn on your own by doing it and watching YouTube. And he paid money to a college to learn how to make videos. And he started a video business, and he's making videos for heart-centered people. And oh, he's so heart-centered. And he can't shut the fuck up about being heart-centered. And he's social justice warrior, equality, tolerance, diversity, LGBT, KKK. And he votes Democrat religiously. And he's 40 years old, 45 years old, and he's still a fucking barista. Oh, I love it. Love it. Oh, yes, you're going to start your own business. Yes, yes, you are. Oh, you're going to start your own business. You're going to be successful. And here you are, you're a fucking barista, 45 fucking years old. You're still a barista. Again, there's nothing wrong with being a barista. If you're in high school or if you're a college kid, when you're 45 years old and you've spent your whole life voting Democrat because you think the Democrats are going to make things better for you, right? I mean, no, Obama is the president. He has fixed the economy. Why can't you get a real job? Why can't your heart-centered video business make money? Why are you a fucking barista? And even though... when he spoke, I was like, oh, I'm doing so great. Dude, I can read, but he was miserable. I could look at his body language. I could hear the tone in his voice. They did not match the words coming out of his mouth. He is an unhappy person. You've voted Democrat all your life, boys and girls. Those of you out there, with your college fucking degrees, with your dreams that didn't materialize, because, oh, you thought you were going to be this and that and something. I'm going to have a video business. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do whatever. And your waitresses and your baristas, and you vote Democrat, and you vote, and you're waiting for the government to make your life better. And it's never going to get better because you don't have any self-awareness, because you can't look at yourself and say, hey, here's a fucking opportunity for me to improve, and then do something about it. And that's why I submit to you that self-awareness is one of the very first things necessary to make the transition from statist to anarcho-capitalist. I also will remind you that, as I've said before, anarcho-capitalists are not created. They are born. You're either born one or you're not. I think it's genetic. I think it's DNA. I think it's brain wiring. But there's a lot of people out there who are anarcho-capitalist, but they just don't know it because they've never been exposed to this idea. And so I should say that self-awareness is one of the first things that will lead you to the realization you already are an anarcho-capitalist. Right, I mean, this guy, the heart-centered, I mean, he can have unlimited self-awareness. He could never stop being a statist. It's impossible. And as I walked around downtown, I had the biggest, just shit-eating grin on my face after meeting him and just seeing. And you're going to think I'm a bad person. I don't care. I just, natural selection. I like seeing people receive the consequences of their actions and inactions. And after meeting him and seeing and talking to him for 30 seconds and hearing in the tone of his voice and seeing in his body language how fucking miserable he is, and knowing that he voted for Obama twice, and knowing that he wants more government, and knowing that he is in favor of hate speech laws, and knowing that he wants more taxation on people who work for a living, and knowing his hatred for heterosexual white men who have jobs, and knowing that he's going to vote for Bernie Sanders, and then seeing how unhappy he is, it just made me so fucking happy to see him in his self-created misery. I just walked away and strolled around downtown looking in vain for physically attractive women, with a giant fucking smile on my face as I enjoy the decline.